We begin today learning Masechet Nida, Daf Ayin Gimel. Can't believe myself. Six lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Hani Halachas Ninu. Yesterday at the end of the shiur, we learned a conversation between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tells Rabbi Akiva what you learn from a pasuk is Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai. And what's relevant to our sugyas is the halacha that we have spoken about so many times in our shiur Masechet Nida, that a woman during the last 11 days of, first she has 7 days she could become a Nida, then 11 days she could become a Ziva. A Zava, if she sees 1 or 2 days, she's a Zava Ketana, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees 3 consecutive days, she's a Zava Gedoyla. She needs Zayin Nekiyim, and then a carbon. And we had a machlokes in the Mishnah we learned yesterday that the 11th day is certainly treated differently, because the 11th day is the next day is going to be ready to Yimei Nida. The 12th day is the first of Yimei Nida. And we had a machlokes at the end of the shiur yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, how we treat day number 10. Because again, if you think about it, says Rish Lakish, if her first Ri was on day 10, and even if she'll have a Ri on day 11, she can never become a Zava Gedoyla, because by day 12, we're back in the Yimei Nida. And Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. He said, although the Mishnah yesterday we learned, the Beis Hillel particularly, Beis Shammai to a degree, agree that day 11 is treated differently than the other days, day 10 is not. So we had, at the end of this year, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva discussing, is this a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai or a pasuk? Asked the Gemara, how could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah suggest that it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Hani halachas ninu, how could you suggest it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Hani kro ninu, it's a pasuk, the Tanya. And actually the psukim that the Gemara will now quote almost till the end of the Masechta really speak about the basic halachas midoraisa that we've been discussing in whole Masechta that are relevant to Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Ziva midoraisa. If a woman sees for 3 consecutive days during those Zayin Yemei Nida, Tehei Zava, she should be treated like a Zava. She should require Zayin Nekiyim. Umani Mikayim, how will we explain the Pasuk that doesn't require Zayin Nekiyim? Umani Kayim, Ishiki, see a Zava, Dom Yeh Zava, Beroy Yomechot. If there's only a Riyah for 1 day. But if there's a Riyah for 3 days, she's treated like a Zava Gedoyla. Tamalaymer, Beloy Eis Nidasa. Only when is Zayin Nekiyim required? When it isn't during the Nida days. But if it's during the Nida days, Midaraisa, there is never requirement for Zayin Nekiyim. Beloy Eis Nidasa. Samach L'Nidasa. How do we know that when the Yimei Ziva begin? How do we know that when the Yimei Ziva begin? It isn't only on the first day of the Yimei Ziva that commence that we have this halacha, that if she sees for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zava Gedoyla, and she requires Zayin Nekiyim. How do we know if it's Muflik L'Nidasa, if it's from day 2 and on, of those 11 Yimei Ziva, that the same then applies? Muflag l'nidosayim echad minayin, tam alaymer oikis sozov. Only Yom Echad, so I only know if it's pushed off 1 day, that means the Riyah Ziva begins on day 2. Minayin l'rabbis, how do we know that the same halacha applies? Muflag shnayim shloisha arba chamisha shisha, Shiva Shmoina Tesha Asara. That doesn't make a difference on whichever day of the Yimei Ziva the Riyas begin. If there are Riyas for 3 days, the same halacha will apply. Amrit, Mamet Sina Bervi. What picks the Brisa? Let's talk about day 4. Let's think about days 4. Day 4, Shiroi Lesfira, Veroi Lesviva, which means as follows. We established based on an extra pasuk in the second line of this Amid, that the Torah is teaching us explicitly that if the Riyah Ziva doesn't begin on the first of the 11 days, rather it begins on the second of the 11 days, the halach of 3 days and your Zava Gedayla applies. So that means the Torah is telling us we don't need any special lumdus, that if she saw dam on day 2, 3, and 4 of the Yimei Ziva, she'll be a Zava Gedayla. Torah says it. So now let's think about day number 4. Day number 4 could serve in one of two capacities. It could serve as a Yimei Sfira, because let's say she saw dam on day 1, 2, 3, then day number 4 could be your first day of Zayin Nekiyim, Yimei Sfira. On the other hand, day number 4, if she started seeing dam on day 2, will be a Yimei Ziva, because it'll be 2, 3, 4 as the Yimei Ziva. So the Gemara describes day number 4. Mamet Sina Berevi, what is the characteristics of this day number 4? Shiroi L'Sfira, it's a day that could be from the Zayin Nekiyim, V'roi L'Ziva, and it could be a day of the 3 Yimei Ziva. Af Ani Ovi HaSiri, so too, when we speak about HaSiri, Shiroi L'Sfira, Roi L'Ziva. Think about day 10, because let's say she started seeing dam not on day 2, but she started on day 3 and day 4. Day 10 could be a Yimei Ziva and Kmei Riva. Or Mayin L'Rabbis Achrasar, but day 11 isn't the same. So how do we know that even day 11 is included? Tamaloymer B'loy Eis Nidasa. Yachal, so if I'm adding all these days, and that any day during the 11 days could serve in the capacity of being a Yimei Sfira, or could serve in the capacity of being a Yimei Ziva, Yachal Shnimar B'Av Shneim Aser, maybe the 12th day, Amritloy, that already not. Umari Is L'Rab, because as we keep on saying, day 12 is the first of the Yimei Nida. Umar L'Ris L'Rabbis Echraser, why am I including day 11, or L'Hoytzi Shneim Aser, but day 12 not? Mabani Echad Aser Shiroi L'Sfira, Oiki Zazov, because we keep on learning that as the Riyas get later, day 11 could still be from the days of Zayin Nekiyim, vainly, but not any other day. Not any further. Continues the Braisa, as we've been learning. When does a woman become a Zava Gedayla? If she sees 3 Riyas in 3 days. Ainli El Shloisha Yomim, Shnai Yomim Inayin. How do we know that she's still a Zava Katana with 2 days? Tamaloyma Yomei. Yom Echad Minayin, that even if she sees dam only 1 day, she's considered a Zava Katana. Tamaloyma Ko Yomei Tamea. Melamed Shet Metama Esbala Kanida. He Metama Esbala, he, the Pasuk adds the words he, to teach us he Metama Esbala, Vein Hazov Metama, Mashu Boil. If a man is a Zov, and he has relations with his wife as he is a Zov, she will not become Tamei. Ask the Gemara, but why can't we make the following Kavachomer? Umayhi She'ena Metama Berias Kibiyamim, Metama Esbala. As we keep on repeating, a woman could only become a Zava Gedayla if she saw 3 Riyas in 3 separate days. If she saw 3 Riyas in 2 days, and certainly if she saw 3 Riyas in 1 day, she wouldn't become a Zava. Umayhi She'ena Metama Berias Kibiyamim. Still, the Torah teaches us, an explicit pasuk that we just read, Metama Esbala. She makes Tommy the person she had relations with. Who? Shemetama Berias Biyamim. Because the halacha is that how does a man become a Zav? If he has 3 Riyas in 3 days, but even if he has 3 Riyas in 2 days, and even if he has 3 Riyas in 1 day, 3 separate Riyas in 1 day, he will be considered a Zav. So the Pasuk is teaching, so if anything, a Zav is a much more severe Tumah than a Zavah. Who shematam b'riyas kiyamim ain adin shematamas by mashu boil tamaloyma he matam he matamas bala the din that having relations makes your partner tamei is only by a zava, v'em azov b'tama mashu b'ayel. The Rishonim all point out that the kavachomers that the Gemara is trying to learn from zav to zava, from zava to zav, aren't very firm kavachomers. Why? Because although the Gemara just said that there's a chumra by a zav over a zava, that a zav could become a zav with three riyas in one day, and a zav needs three riyas in 3 days, but on the other hand, we learned the halacha in this mesechta, and we quoted it just the other day, that a zav cannot become a zav if the dam came because of an oinus, because of an external influence. A zava becomes a zava no matter what caused the dam. So in that way, a zava is more chomer than a zav. So we can't really make these kavachomers. Taisha says the entire approach to these kavachomers should just be gili milsa. Continues the Gemara. Umenayin shu oisa mishkev umayshev. As we learned in yesterday's shir, a zava, a nida, a matama mishkev umayshev, which means whatever they sit on and whatever they lay on, provided that they are intended for that purpose, becomes tamei, tamaloimer, kemishkev kedasai. Vainly elishloish yamim. How do we know that this halacha of a zav is by 3 days? Yom shnei yom minayim, tamalaim yimei. Yom echad minayim, tamalaim kol yimei. Continues the Gemara, uminayim shisoferes echad lechad, that we just learned before, that if a zava sees dam for 1 or 2 days of the yimei ziva, the halacha is a shemeres yom keneged yom. How do we know that that halacha is only 1 day? That's the way Rishonim explained the Gemara's question. Maybe if you saw 2 days, you should have to keep 2 days clean. Tamaloy me yielah, and the Meiri explains. If the Torah meant that you have to keep the equal amount of days tar to the amount that were tamei, the Torah should say yiyu, lashon rabim. The fact that the Torah says yiyeh, lashon yachid, means that no matter how many days it took for her to become a zavik tana, whether it's 1 or 2, yeah, 1 day is enough to become tar. Yachol, on the other hand, maybe if she saw down for 2 days, Zayin Nakim are in order. Vidinu, and we can make the following argument, and this is the point that we made a moment ago. Umahu shein soifa echel eichad. The halacha is, we spoke in yesterday's shir, that if a man has the first riyah, so we learned in yesterday's shir, he's treated like a balkeri. What's the halacha of a balkeri? A balkeri goes to the mikveh, washes himself, goes to the mikveh, and he's tar. As soon as he has Harif Shemesh, he's tar. He doesn't have to be Shemi Yoim Kajoyim. On the other hand, she, even she has just one Riyah, she has to be Shemer Shem Kajoyim. So Ma, says the Gemara, who? She'en a Seif Echad Le'echad. If he only has one Riyah, he doesn't have to be Shemi Yoim Kajoyim. But Seif is Shiva L'Shnayim, as I said earlier, if a man has 2 riyas, then he already has to have Zayin Nakim. The only difference between 2 riyas by a man and 3 riyas by a man is the carbon. That a man by 3 riyas will need Zayin Nakim with a carbon, and with 2 riyas he'll need Zayin Nakim without a carbon. So again, let's learn the Gemara's Kavachoymer. Mahu has this leniency. She'ena soifer echad le'echad. That doesn't have a din of shoyim yoyim keneged yoyim when he only has 1 riyah. But by 2 riyas, soif is shiva l'shnayim, he has to count zayin akim for the 2 riyas. He, so she, shesoferis echad le'echad, that does have this halacha of soif yoyim keneged yoyim, ain't a din, shetispa shiva l'shnayim, that the halacha ought to be that she has to keep zayin akim for 2 riyas. And again, that's the point I made a moment ago. First, the Gemara wanted to say that she's stricter than him. Now it's saying that he's stricter than her. And that's why the Rishonim say, don't learn this like a regular Kavachimer, because otherwise the Gemara can't make up its mind. Chas v'shalom, tamaloyma yela, ena seferes eliyoyma. The halacha is, she only keeps, if it's 1 or 2 riyas, shayma yoyim keneged yoyim. But what do we see from here, after learning almost a Amid Gemara, that all of the halachas of Ziva and Nida are psukim? So isn't that an indication that Rabbi Kiva is right? Alma Kroyninu. Isn't this an indication that it's psukim. Says the Gemara, Rav Akiva Kroy. According to Rav Akiva, it's psukim. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Hilchasa. Says a number of points that the Mefarshim make. First of all, the Mefarshim say that we did learn a brisa. This is the simplest pshat in the Gemara. We did learn a brisa, and the brisa indeed did speak about many of the hilchas nida, but the brisa didn't speak about the halacha that we started with, the halacha that we discussed at the end of the shiur yesterday about day 10 and day 11. So yes, we have a brisa that very well expounded the psukim, but it didn't expound the din we're looking for. So isn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah right? So some say that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is logic. Although this din that we're speaking about isn't in the pasuk, it's a very natural extension of all the halachas, because day 11 can't combine with day 12, which is the whole basis of what we discussed yesterday. That's one pshat. There's another pshat, based on a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim, he saw Rabbi Akiva being doirish the ksarim, the crowns, the tagim, on the Torah. Rabbi Akiva's strength is that he had the ability to dash and psukim better than anyone else. That was his strength. Rabbi Akiva had the ability, although the Brisa didn't mention it, to find all of these psukim, all of these halachas, including day 10 and including day 11, in the crowns of the Torah, in the words of the Torah. He didn't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's halacha l'mashim Sinai. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I can't agree with that. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, it must be halacha l'mashim Sinai. And where do we find a precedent for this? Beautiful. I saw the Achronim say a beautiful pshat. Remember Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from the Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Reinika ben Shim Shana, V'lazloi Zechisi Shetoyim Yitzias Mitzrayim Belailas. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was no Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was able to dash and psukim. And any halacha, he would have found a source in the Torah. But v'lo yizachisi, I'm no Rabbi Akiva. Until Baruch Hashem, atchadarsha v'nzoyme, he found the pasuk. This was Rabbi Akiva's specialty. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't have that specialty. One more question that the Achronim discuss is, we have here a machlaikis. Rabbi Akiva is saying that these halachas are halachah l'mashim Sinai. Elazar ben Azariah is saying it's psukim. Elazar ben Azariah is saying it's halachah l'mashim Sinai. Throughout Shas, we've always treated, and that's the halacha, that halachah l'mashim Sinai is a deraisa. So what is the practical nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Elazar ben Azariah? La halacha, is there any nafkamina? Well, just how to learn. Was there a halachah l'mashim nafkamina? So some mefarshim want to suggest, we just spoke about it in our previous year, there's a machlokes all the Rishonim versus the Rambam on how we count the 7 and 11. If we follow Rabbi Akiva, the Psukim, we learn like Rashi, that the 7 and 11 aren't always ongoing. If we learn it's halacha l'mashim Sinai, we learn like the Rambam, that it's always ongoing, 7-11, 7-11, no matter what happens during those 7 or 11 days. It's one pshat. Another pshat, they say, is maybe it goes back to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We began yesterday the sugya, how do we treat day 10? Do we treat day 10 like day 11? Or do we treat it like day 11, like day 9, the Gemara said? If it's halacha l'mashim Sinai, so halacha l'mashim Sinai includes day 10. If it's a pasuk, there's only a pasuk for day 11, not a pasuk for day 10. And therefore, day 10 will be treated like day 9. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Shmaya Rav Abba Eima B'Yimamatei Zava. Perhaps we should argue that a woman could only become a Zava by day, B'Layla Tevanida. By night, that's the difference between Ziva and Nida, when the dam came, by day or night. Amalei Alecha Makra Al Nidasa. Samach Nidasa. A woman can become a Nida, and a woman can become a Zava close to her time of being a Nida. Now, as we've been learning, when does a woman stop being a Nida? At the end of the 7 days, at night. By us, the day ends at night. That's the next day. And the Torah explicitly says, Al Nidasa, right when she completes being a nida, samach nidasa. Samach nidasa a misava. When is that? Belaila. The Torah says that's when you become a zava. So to the kakar le zava. So to argue that you can't become a zava only by this argue by she only can become a zava by day, not by night, is contrary to what the pasuk says. We begin the last gemara. Taisha says the reason that this gemara is mentioned here is because we want to end the Masechta with something positive. We'll say maybe other pshatim in a moment. Tana de Eliyahu. Tana de Eliyahu, machlokes, what does this mean? Some rishonim say it means Eliyahu Hanavi. That's the pshat that we always learned in yeshiva. Others say that there was a Tana, the Rambam in the Hagdama to say the Mishnayis, mentions the names of Tom Tanoim, and one of the Tanoim that he mentions is Eliyahu. So this was a brisa taught by that Tana who's called Eliyahu. Kol Ashtoina Halachas, anyone who learns Halachas, we're going to say Pshat in a moment, but most Mepharshim say Kol Ashtoina Halachas, because the question is, why does the Gemara use the word Hashoina? The Gemara should have used the word Haloimit. The answer is because the word Shoina means to review. And as we're finishing Shas, the thing we need to remember is, yeah, we finished Shas, Baruch Hashem. We worked all very hard. But Hashoina Halachas, we got to review. Otherwise, it's nothing. B'chol Yoyim, every day, Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. He's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Why is someone who learns Halachas guaranteed to be an Olam, Ben Olam Haba? So the Pasha Pshat is that if a person learns Torah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Another Pshat is, we know that Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. What is the prime example of Emes? Torah. So somebody who learns Torah every day is connected to the Emes, and he therefore will be connected to Olam Haba. Kol Hashana Halachas B'chol Yoyim Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. The question that Mepharshim asked, we'll speak about this more in a moment, but we'll say other pshatim first. Is everybody, we say in Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Everybody has Olam Haba. So what's the Gemara saying? That the Shoina Halachas is the one that's guaranteed to have Olam Haba. So Mepharshim say that someone who learns and has Olam Haba, yes, everybody has Olam Haba, but they're different Olam Habas. And the person who's learning has a special place in Olam Haba. I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara doesn't say, Kom Shana Alochis, Kom Shana Alochis, Mechol Yoim, Muftach Lo Shiyeh Lo Olam Haba. It says, Ben Olam Haba. What's the word Ben? A Ben is a son. You know, if someone invites guests, he's making a party, he's making whatever. So he'll have many guests and he'll treat them all nicely. But a son is a son. The person who learns Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's son. He's special to Hashem. Ben Olam Haba. He'll have a different place in Olam Haba than anyone else. Shenemar, halichas oylem loy. The pasuk says in Chabakuk, halichas oylem loy, al tikri halichos el halachas. The person that learns Torah, the person who learns halacha, halichas oylem loy, he will have oylem, he'll have the next world. So I saw a beautiful verse from Rav Shach. What pshat halichas oylem loy? If we look at the pesukim in Chabakuk, the pesukim in Chabakuk speak about a time that Klal Yisrael was a time of turmoil. It was difficult times in Klal Yisrael. And there are difficult times in people's, in Klal Yisrael's life, in people's lives. There's only one way to be guaranteed that we will be able to survive those difficult times. Halichos Olam Loy. Atikri Halichos Ela Halachas. Somebody who's Mekasher himself, someone who connects himself to Torah, has Halichos Olam. So there are a number of questions that we raised, but to review them on this Gemara, Kol Hashoina, why does the Gemara use the word Hashoina rather than the word Haloimid? The Gemara says Muftach Loi, he's guaranteed. Why is he more guaranteed than anyone else? Why, indeed, does Masechta Nida end with this Gemara? There are many Gemaras that end with Shalom. And here we don't end with Shalom. Here we end with these halachas. And the question that we ask, why specifically Masechta Nida? So, some explain there's a tshuva from the Be'er Sheva, very beautiful tshuva from the Be'er Sheva. Actually, he has two very opposite approaches. On one hand, in Pirkei Avos it says, Kinim v'nidas hein hein gufei halachas. So therefore, Nida is the most important halacha. So if there's any Masechta to teach us about the importance of halacha, this is the Masechta to teach it to us. But perhaps one can learn a whole different pshat. Very appropriate to us as we finish Shas. The Yismach Yisrael says a beautiful word, Kol Hashoyna Halachas. He says there are very few people that could spend their entire day learning. But even those who can't spend their entire day learning, if they're Shoyna Halachas, they learn Halachas, and then they take the lessons of the Halachas that they learned, and they apply them to their daily life, then Hashoyna Halachas, then you are a Shoyna Halachas. You're constantly learning. You don't have to be Loimed. Loimed indicates that I'm learning. It's not only when you're learning. Even when you're not sitting by the Gemara. When you're sitting and you're eating, and when you're sitting and you're working, or when you're sleeping, you can be a Shoyna Halachas. If you take those Halachas that you learned, and you apply them to your day-to-day life. Yes, there are many different ways in the Gemaras that we've learned together throughout Shas that talk about ways to have Olam Haba. There are Gemaras that speak about Tchias HaMesim. In fact, some of Farshim suggest that what makes a Shoyna Halachas better or more guaranteed is that the Gemara speaks about Tchias HaMesim not being necessarily always an easy experience. We don't know what it's going to look like. The Gemara speaks about Gilgal Mechilas, that people are going to have to roll Teretz Yisrael. So some of Farshim say that's going to be the advantage of the Shoyna Halachas. He won't have to go through all of that. He'll have an easy Tchias HaMesim. He won't have to suffer the world of Gog Magog. But maybe Pshat is Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba, is that you don't have to wait for Olam Haba. If you learn Torah, you could have Olam Haba in this world. Your Olam Hazeh will be a life of Olam Haba. It'll be a different Olam Hazeh, the person who learns Torah. And why does the Gemara say it specifically by Masechta Nida? So I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer indeed explains, because on the contrary, if we think, and I think about some of the shurim that we've learned in the Masechta so many times, I emphasized that many of the halachas that we're learning, you made Tayar and you made Tumah, and the 7 and 11, are all not relevant, lahalach lamaisa. They're all midaraisa. So one could think, what am I learning Masechta Nida? We learned the other day, Amrab Zeir, Benois Yisrael, Chmir Al-Atzmam, Afili Royas, Tipas Dam Kachad, Yosh Vizayin Nakiyim. That really summarizes all of the Masechta in two lines. No, it doesn't. Because maybe the halachas aren't relevant lahalach lamaisa, and chas v'shalom that any Jewish family should follow the dinim as they're mentioned explicitly in the Torah and want to follow Taras Mishpacha. But those halachas are important to learn anyway. Because every word that we learn of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is important and influences our life. It influences the way we think. It influences the way we act. It influences the way we approach every situation. And there's part for every Jew to learn in every piece of Torah. I saw a Gval de Gevart from Rabbi Yosef. The last mitzvah in the Torah is V'atem Kisru Lechem Es Ashir Azois. So Rabbi Yosef asks, why is the Torah called Shira? A song? Why is the Torah called a Shira? So he says a beautiful answer. He says that if there's a community, there's a university, and a professor, a doctor, come to give a lecture about a subject. So a person who is knowledgeable in that subject and has an interest in that subject will come and learn. what someone who has no knowledge or interest in that subject will be wasting his time to come. He won't understand what's being said. But what happens if a musician comes to town, an orchestra comes to town? So you don't necessarily have to be a musician, and you don't necessarily have to be a chazan to enjoy nice music. The Torah is a shira. It's a song. Everybody enjoys the song. There's no one who's a stranger to the song. And no one is a stranger to Torah. So as we finish Masechta Nida, I'm going to do something that I've never done before in 7.5 years. I'm going to speak personally to my Talmidim, who I don't know. I don't know you, and you don't know me. And we may sit next to each other and not even know that we have learned together. But I'm entirely indebted to everyone to listen to Shir. Whether he listened to 1 minute of Shir, or he listened to every Shir for the 7.5 years. Because you have enriched my life and the life of my family and the life of Klal Yisrael. And if I ever said anything during the Shiurim that might have offended someone, and their hashkafa might have offended someone in their approach to learning, I ask Mechila to them. If I ever learned wrong pshat, I'm sure I did, in a Gemara or in a Rishon or in an Achron, I ask Mechila of them. I certainly never intended to do so. I said at a siyum last night, a beautiful vart from the Tver Shloima. The Gemara says, Masech the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says that, and this is the source for making a siyum, Kev Mesayimi Rabbonin, Kev Mesayimi Masech Tav Avidnu Yom Toivel Rabbonin. But there's a girsa that says, Hav Avidnu Yom Toivel Lekula Rabbonin. So the Tver Shloim says, what does it mean, L'kula Rabbanim? So he says, of course, when they made a siyum, so they invited all the people who attended them, who learned the Masechta, the Rebbes and the Talmidim, and maybe even those who didn't come to the Shir, but are part of the community. But you know who else they invited? They invited Kula Rabbanim. All of the Rabbanim who they mentioned, all of the Tanoim, and the Meroim, and the Psukim, and the Rishonim, and the Achroinim, all of them, Kula, all of the Rabbanim come. And all of the Rabbanim whose names we mentioned so many times in our Shurim should also come to our Siyim, every one of us making their own Siyim and their own, with their own family. And their schus of these Gedolei Yisrael, who may not be here, most of them aren't here anymore, but we brought them back to life. And there in the Olam Amis, and they should be made on us. So the Eibishter should help that every one of us who learned and will learn. Rav Haigoin says, Iker ha-Torah va-Voida, Lilmar ha-Shas, va-Ashrei ha-Loimet Torah l-Shma. The person who learns Torah l-Shma, Mishmaya ma'i v'yavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every one of those people long, happy, healthy years. There's a gematria that I just saw the other day. Siyam Hashas Talmud Bavli. The gematria is Yisa Baruch Ames Hashem. All of us who are being Saim Shas, and even if we didn't finish all of Shas, but have finished as part of Shas, Yisa Baruch Ames Hashem, we should have Baruch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of us who are learning, we end Shas with the words Hadron Lach. So the Pashup Shat that everybody explains Hadron Lach means that we review. But there's another Pshat, the Hadron Lach. Hadron Lach means Hadar. Hadar means beauty. We have become hopefully different. We have hopefully become hodor, more beautiful. There's a tshuva sarajba. Valdik a tshuva sarajba. The Rajba says that, and we learned the Gemara, I think, in this Masechta, that originally they used to put a crown on the head of a chassan and a kala. But after the Churban Abayis, they stopped. But they still continued when somebody on Simchas Torah, when somebody made a siyum. Why? Because a crown that's put on a chassan and kala's head are put to beautify and honor them. And they don't deserve that honor in the time where we have a Churban Abayis, when the Shekhinah is in Galus. But the person who learns Torah is not beautifying himself. He's bringing Kvod Shemayim. And what are we put in this world for? We're put on this world to bring Kvod Shemayim. So Hadron Aloch, we have become more beautiful. And we should bring that beauty to ourselves, to our families. Everybody should be Zoichet to Bracha, as we just said. Yisa Bracha Meis Hashem, the Makar HaBracha. We should all have Gezun, Panos, and Nachas, Brias, Gufa, V'Nahara Ma'alya, V'Toich Nachas V'Achuvas, V'Yishav Hadas. Again, I express my very, very deep appreciation to anyone who listens to the shiur. We're going to begin a new shiur. The old shiurim will be archived, so every blat of every Masechta is there available to anyone who wants to learn at any time. B'li neder and mitzvah Hashem, be'ezras Hashem, the Eibishter should give koyach and gezunt. The dafim that I missed, I was told that I missed approximately 500 dafim. The dafim that I missed, I will do, not to chas v'shalom, in any way belittle. On the contrary, I want to thank all of those, particularly Rabbi Grossman, who was always available to say the shiur when I wasn't available, and the other people. I have to, of course, thank the OU and the leadership of the OU, who are the achsanya shel Torah for this year, and make Torah learning such a very, very important part of their mission. And we're going to now, Be'ezra Hashem, begin another shiur, in addition to the Daf Yomi shiur that's available online, and that's a shiur on sugyas, on the Gemara, sugyas that are halach, hopefully we'll try to learn halach lemaisa, because we just learned kalashana halachas b'chol yoyim. A Jew is mechuyif to learn halach lemaisa, so we're going to try to bring halach lemaisa whenever possible, particularly in brachas, it's easier, mesach the brachas, to the halach lemaisa. We're going to now begin, the minig yisrael is that we connect the end of Shas with the beginning of Shas. We're going to mitzvah Shem, start learning Masechta Brachos. We're going to learn the halachas of Krishma. The halachas of Krishma represent a Jew declaring his amun on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we recognize that the Mekar HaBracha, and that all of our lives are to be devoted to Avodas Hashem v'Yirasai. Hanan Lov Tinaikos v'Slok Alach Masechta Nida.